From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain is meeting voters today for the first time since he came under fire for alleged sexual harassment. In Ypsilanti, Michigan, supporters gave the businessman a warm welcome. Last night, Republican candidates held their ninth debate in suburban Detroit. The focus was on the economy at the event sponsored by CNBC. But as NPR's Don Gagne reports, a stumble by Texas Governor Rick Perry was getting much of the attention.
The backdrop is this. Governor Perry entered the race this summer, the immediate frontrunner, then after a series of disappointing debate appearances, slumped in the polls. He's worked to revive his candidacy, but last night came another difficult moment. In the middle of an answer about regulations, he said he would eliminate three government departments, but then couldn't list them.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see, I can't, sorry. Oops.
Perry later told reporters it was an embarrassing moment, but that he hasn't forgotten his conservative values. He said he'll be at the next debate this Saturday in South Carolina. Don Gagne, NPR News, Rochester, Michigan.
Penn State's newly named football coach Tom Bradley describes feeling mixed emotions about his new temporary role. He spoke out a day after the Board of Trustees fired longtime coach Joe Paterno for his handling of child sex abuse claims lodged against his former assistant, Jerry Sandusky. Last night, some Paterno supporters rioted in the streets that included tipping over a news van. The Associated Press reports a French court has convicted American cyclist Floyd Landis in absentia for masterminding a plot to hack into the computers of a French doping lab. Landis was given a 12-month suspended prison sentence. Economist Lucas Papadimos will lead Greece in a coalition government tasked with implementing the latest Eurozone bailout deal. His appointment as interim prime minister was announced today, and as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, he faces a difficult road ahead.
Papadimos is a former vice president of the European Central Bank. He's taking on what may be the toughest job in Greece right now. His main task is to implement a bailout deal that Eurozone leaders hammered out late last month. That plan includes a major write-down of Greek debt, as well as more bailout loans, in exchange for implementing painful austerity measures. Papadimos is viewed as a technocrat who will focus on the nuts and bolts of saving Greece from default. But many Greeks are wary of having an unelected official making decisions that will affect them for decades. An interim cabinet is expected to be sworn in tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The Dow is up 151 points. This is NPR News. The firebrand youth leader of South Africa's governing African National Congress has been fired from his job and suspended from the party for allegedly being divisive, disruptive, and ill-disciplined. NPR's Zephavia Quistarkton reports this follows a series of controversial statements he made, which were deemed to have sown division in the ANC and brought it into disrepute.
Julius Malema has 2 weeks to appeal the verdict of the disciplinary hearing in South Africa. The hugely divisive ousted head of the ANC Youth League is no longer a member of the party for the next 5 years. Suspending Malema means his rivalry with President Jacob Zuma may be at an end for now. The ANC leadership had to do something about him because he's criticized for his lavish lifestyle and outspoken utterances. Malema had challenged the authority of the party just 3 years after vowing to kill for Zuma, his erstwhile ally. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Venezuelan police are on the hunt for a gang accused of kidnapping Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos last night. They say armed men abducted the Major League Baseball player from his family home in Valencia. There is still no word on a ransom demand, not officially. The 24-year-old athlete was in Venezuela to play for the Aragua Tigers during the U.S. offseason. U.S. stocks gaining ground at last check. The Dow was up 135 points, more than 1%, at 11,914 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ up 7 points at 2628. S&P 500 up slightly. This is NPR News.